when I used to think about the fact that God corrected you, I looked at it from a natural standpoint that God corrects like your earthly father, until I got into his word and I read this scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, and it says this: whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects. How does he correct you? With the word of God. How does God correct you? With his word. People say, well, no, God's going to do this to you, and he's going to put this disease on you to teach you a lesson, and he's going to put all these trials and tribulations on you to teach you a lesson. You know, no, trials and tribulations will come in your life. Yes. Can God use them? Can he use them to show you something? Absolutely. But is he the one who's the author behind the trials and tribulations and confusions in your life? Absolutely not. Why? Because you have an adversary out there. And you have an adversary, which we find in John chapter 10, verse 10. The adversary is out there to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, but I came that you might have life, and not just only have life, but have life in abundance to the full until it overflows.